At the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, some news today that was made off the tennis courts. Patrick McEnroe announced he's resigning as captain of the United States Davis Cup team, a position he's held for 10 years. He coached the team to a victory in 2007 after a 12-year drought. McEnroe says he's stepping aside to spend more time in his role as general manager of the United States Tennis Association's Player Development Program. I had a chance to speak with McEnroe recently about the development of U.S. tennis players. There's a lot of hand-wringing in the tennis world about America's fading dominance in the sport and the rise of multiple top players from Russia and Spain. I asked him why we don't appear to have a crop of players to replace Andy Roddick and the Williams sisters.
Well, it's a great question, and we could go on for hours about it. But the bottom line is that we can do a better job of, A, identifying young talent, of getting more kids playing the game, which is this big quick start initiative from the USCA side, which is just to get more kids playing tennis. That's number one. Number two, from my perspective in player development, obviously we get the kids once they're pretty good as 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds. I think we in general can do a better job of schooling them, of coaching them, of mentoring them, of really working them a little bit harder when they're younger, just as far as understanding how to play the game. I think we fell behind a lot of the European countries and even some of the South American countries in developing our best kids.
What are they doing that the U.S. isn't doing?
Well, they're getting better athletes in general because tennis is a bigger sport. But we're pretty happy with how our program's going. We've got a main training facility in Florida where we can bring the kids now. And we think we have some real talent there that are, 14, 15, 16, that are 3 to 5 years away.
You mentioned the Florida facility. Mm-hmm. You opened a new facility in New York
at the
Billie
National
Jean
Tennis
King
Center.
Yep. National Tennis Center. Tell me about that and what took so long.
Yeah, well, that's the question I was asked for many years when I wasn't in this position. So when I did take the position about a little over 2 years ago, it was certainly one of the goals to get something that was part of our program up and running here. It just makes too much sense. In the summer we had about 45 kids, and now in the wintertime we'll go to about half of that. And we'll try to work with their personal coaches and the people they work with. And, there's a lot of players in this area that are high-level junior players. Maybe an option for them would be to go to Florida and go there full-time. And on the other side, maybe they would prefer to stay home and the parents want them to stay and kind of have a quote-unquote more normal upbringing. And we want to have that available to the kids as well.
Mm-hmm. A lot of players, especially girls, are coached and managed by their parents. You suggest that's part of the problem with the USTA's ability to develop the next crop of players?
Look, for the most part, the parents, they're the driving force behind what their children get involved in, whether it's playing the piano or going to dance class, being a great student.
And there's plenty of pros you can point to and say, look, the Williams sisters, mm-hmm. Elena Dementieva.
Mm-hmm. A lot more on the women's side, but you're right. There's a lot more on the female side where the father figure is still around.
And they did well.
And they're successful.
What's to encourage them to break free and maybe get a little USTA coaching?
Well, they could do
leave
both.
The parents behind.
Sometimes you can do both. Sometimes you can have, for instance, we work many times with coaches that are their main coaches, and we supplement them. Melanie Uden is an excellent coach, and Brian DeVilliers in a program that she came out of. And, it's a team effort. The bottom line is whomever it is that's working with these kids, it's a team effort. We do believe that it's not a necessity for young players to have the same coach all the time. Sometimes I think players become they count too much on one person. And I'm not sure that's great for just developing as a person, to be honest. And I think the more developed you are as a person, the better chance you have of being a successful tennis player. And you can certainly point to some players that were coached exclusively by their parent, and it did go well for a while, but, it ended kind of abruptly, or they stopped playing pretty early. I think the Williamses are a phenomenal example of it working, but Richard Williams, to his credit, had other people help them, let them go off and do their own thing, and they develop their own interests, and their sisters, so they have each other to sort of fall back on and practice with. But for the most part, it is a part of our job in developing any young player is dealing with their parents and whatever impact. Some of them have really nothing to do with their tennis. My father, our parents, my dad thought he could coach me because he'd tell me after, I split sets in a junior match, hey, do what you did in the set you won, not the set you lost. So, that was fine.
Thanks,
by
Dad.
Us. Yeah, that was pretty much all the coaching we needed.
That's Patrick McEnroe, younger brother of tennis great John McEnroe, head of player development for the USTA, former professional tennis player, ESPN sportscaster, and author of Hardcourt Confidential, Tales from 20 Years in the Pro Tennis Trenches, published earlier this year. At the U.S. Open, he announced he's resigning from his position as Davis Cup captain. He'll retain his captaincy through the World Group Playoff later this month in Bogota, Colombia. Former world number one player Jim Courier has expressed interest in the job. For scores and stories from the U.S. Open, check out our NetPost blog at WNYC.org.